Praise the Lord. I said to myself, self, if the Lord wants me to say something, Steve will give me at least 5 minutes. How surprised I was. Amen. Colossians 2:6-12. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. In John, chapter 1, John the Baptist says, when he sees Jesus, behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world. Now see, how I received Jesus might be a little different than some other people, but I realized when I received Jesus that I was a sinner. And there was absolutely no hope for me whatsoever unless God intervened. There was no way I could live or be saved unless God himself did something. And he did. And I believed him. Because he told me so. Now, John says, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. And that takes me to Romans chapter 5. Where Paul speaks of, as by the sin or transgression of one man, did sin come into all flesh, and I'm paraphrasing, so by the obedience of one, it's taken from many. But I want to go back to what John said. He said, behold, the Lamb of God taketh away the sins of the whole world. Not the Jews, not the righteous, the whole world. See, sin can only exist in unbelief. I want you to hear this. Sin can only exist in unbelief. Because Jesus was the scapegoat that was offered outside the gate. See, the lambs and the bullocks and all that were offered in the altar were for the children of Israel. The scapegoat was for all the others. And Jesus was offered up outside the gate. And by that, he took away the sins of the world. So you only walk in sin if you disbelieve God. Imagine if there was no sin. And that's what happens when you walk in faith. So when I read, as ye therefore received Christ, Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. When I read that, I received Christ knowing I was a sinner, knowing I didn't have a chance, but knowing that he took it all away. And therefore, by putting my faith in him and standing in that grace and walking in that mercy, I can be without sin. The body will die. The firstborn dies, the secondborn lives. The firstborn does not get the inheritance. It's the secondborn. Go all through Scripture and show you example after example after example. Ishmael and Isaac, perfect examples. Ishmael was born in sin and out of sin. Isaac was born out of the promise. Richard Utzler was born out of sin. But Richard or Davy, the man of God, was born out of promise. And it's that man who walks without sin, and he will live. And by this, by believing this, I can be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. As I've been taught. And if you've listened to me for the last 40 years, this is what I preach, this is what I teach, this is what I stand in, and if ye believe it, ye shall be saved. You gotta believe it. It's by faith we please God. And it's not caring about feelings of how people feel about us, but rather how God looks at us and our faithfulness back to him. That's why I can say and do things that seem contrary to the world, and yet they be of God. Because I care not whether you like me or not. If you're of God, you'll love me. And if you're not, you won't. And if you're not of God, what's it to me whether you love me or not? It is, to me, nothing but to love as God loves all that maybe some may hear. But how can they hear if they're never told the truth? You have the truth. Those of you that are part of this ministry, those of you that have been listening to this ministry have read our teachings. And some of you that are listening for the first time have heard the truth in your own churches. If you've heard the truth, go speak it. Don't hide it. Jesus said, don't hide your light under the bushel. That bushel is pride. Because pride makes it all about you, and you don't want to look dumb or stupid or wrong. So you hide the truth. Give it to the pride. You'll be able to tell the truth. Amen? I'm done.